Cactus Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.
Older and wiser with age-friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
It's the Wednesday afternoon show, and this is the Older and Wiser segment. Now, today we are joined by Lisa Toyne from Community Action and Roger Bartram, who is the Cowes Town Councillor. Hello, you guys. How are you today?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Hi, Laura. Very well.
Hello.
Thank you.
Lovely to have you. So, we're talking about all things age-friendly Ireland. So, Lisa, you've been doing a lot of work with local town and parish councils, kind of training them up on accessibility and age-friendly initiatives. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I've been working with a number of the town and parish councils around the island. We've been doing what we call age-friendly reports to start with, and we've been looking at all the great things that go on in town and parishes and writing reports about it, and then making some suggestions how things could be improved even further for older people.
Okay, and what kind of examples have you got for us?
Right. Well, we initially started with Knighton and Whitwell. And down at Knighton and Whitwell, one of the difficulties they have down there is transport to get anywhere, particularly if older people haven't got cars. So the outcome of that was that Knighton and Whitwell decided that they would like to run some social trips.
Right.
And they've run a number of social trips to Busy Bees and the Donkey Sanctuary and all over, which older residents have all joined in on. So that's been really great for those residents.
Yeah, that's really fantastic, isn't it? Because isolation is such a key factor in rural living. And we do have pockets on the island where just transport links just aren't going to get to those people.
Well, that's right. Yeah. You know, the last bus leaves something about 5 o'clock or something in the evening. Yeah. And then after that, you know, you're stuck.
Yeah. And if you don't drive, it's just...
Yes.
Yeah. And yeah. I find that I get to explore the island because I do drive. And then I speak to people who rely on, you know, other transport services, and they just haven't seen as much potentially as they could have. And what a wonderful initiative then.
That's been very good for them, yes. Yeah.
So you're finding that in you're kind of analysing the area,
yes,
what can be improved upon, and running forums.
Yes, we're running public forums, and a number of the councillors come along to those forums, then engage directly with the local people. One of the things I think we all know this, that lots of the local people are actually volunteering, and lots of the local services are actually being run by the volunteers on the island, and without those, lots of things wouldn't happen for older people.
That's wonderful. You know, I do find that with this island, because it's such a small expanse of land, you can really see clearly the efforts of the islanders. There's such a community vibe, and there's such a volunteering spirit, which is really special, I think.
It is, yes. And at the Community Action Awards, that volunteering gets recognised and people win awards, yes.
Really?
Yeah. And tomorrow night, of course, we've got the Celebrating Age Awards as well, and some of those volunteers will also be recognised there.
Wonderful. It's so important to recognise people's hard work, isn't it?
It is, yes, it is.
And it makes our island a very special place.
It does.
Yeah, can you tell us a bit about, you want to take some age-friendly training for town and parish councils?
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, my colleague Jack, who I think has been on Older and Wiser talking about age-friendly training, has offered the age-friendly training to town and parish councils. And we went out to Benbridge, and we did it to the parish council at Benbridge. And what they were able to do there, they put on the glasses that mimic eye conditions and the ear defenders and the age-friendly suit, which mimics older person, and they went out and actually tested some of their facilities in the village to see how actually difficult it is sometimes for older people to use the hole in the wall, or to sit on benches, or to look at notice boards. So it really opened their eyes maybe with some of the things they could do to improve the services locally for older people.
What sort of outcome have you got from that? Have you got any action from that?
I'm hoping that I bet with Benbridge that yeah, things are happening down there. But also, we also did an event here in Riverside as well, and town and parish councillors came from all over the island to that one. And
I think it's the sort of thing that people don't think about until you start reaching that kind of age group, isn't it, really?
Yeah, but it's simple things, you know, to make sure the benches have got arms so that, you know, you can just help lift yourself off the bench.
It's silly things like that, isn't it? But without the communication, without you, you know, with those props, for example, and as you just said, John, people are kind of ignorant of the accessibility issues that there that might happen.
Yeah, and if people have got dementia and it's thinking about what colour, you know, you paint the walls, or what colour if you're replacing the toilet seats, what colour to replace the toilet seats with. You know, simple things that, you know, not going to cost you a lot of money, but can actually make a difference to people.
Fantastic. Can you tell us about the dementia training for counsellors?
Yes, that was run by Maggie Bennett from Arle Healthcare. And she went through, again, to raise awareness in the counsellors about the people in the community and how they might react to certain situations. And again, how you know, if you're replacing things, to think about what you're replacing with carpets and things, to make sure that they haven't got heavily patterned and things like that. Yeah. And counsellors found that very useful, both on a personal level and on a professional level. And the feedback has been really good from them on that one. I think Roger did it.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
The dementia word. It's one of those things I was sort of... I get offered as a counsellor lots of sort of free training, and obviously you can accept it or reject it. And I've told Maggie this. I think I sort of ummed and ahed. It was 3 hours, I think, on a summer afternoon, and I thought, you know, at the riverside, which is sometimes my second home, you know, I thought, do I really want to? Anyway, I went, and it was a fantastic and very worthwhile 3 hours. I recommend it to anybody, not just counsellors, but if anybody gets a chance to do it, it's very good.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? With our ageing population, dementia and Alzheimer's are now becoming part and parcel more and more of life. And it's that empathy that we can have as a society and a community just to look after, you know, those people who are having difficulties, and how we just amend, you know, what we have around us, and how we treat them more differently, you know.
Communicate with them,
yeah.
Roger, you're an age-friendly champion, I believe.
Yes.
Can you tell us a bit about your work there?
Well, obviously Cowes is one of the town councils that Lisa has signed up. And I'm not sure if I like the title champion. It implies you're marvellous at something.
Well, I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
He is.
Got that invisible cape.
But just about the friendly thing, I mean, age-friendly, it's not just about being friendly. It's if you think of the terms wheelchair-friendly or gender-friendly, age-friendly is the same sort of thing. So everything we do as a council, we try and make sure that it's, you know, that the decisions that we make are sort of tested for age friendliness.
Fantastic. Well, thank you guys, really, really interesting. We're going to talk a little bit more after the break about more examples from Cowes and yourself, Roger. Let's go to a little bit of Calvin Harris, One Kiss, and then we'll have some Status Quo, very apt, Living on an Island.
And that was Status Quo, Living on Island. You're listening to Vectis Radio on 104.6 FM and, of course, online. And this is the Wednesday afternoon show with Laura, the gorgeous Archie, and me, John. And this afternoon we're talking to Lisa and Roger on the Older and Wiser radio show.
Yeah. So, Roger, you've got quite a lot of examples, haven't you, of age-friendliness. So tell us about the Next Door.
Next Door is a global website I discovered. It's a little bit sort of like social media, but it has a very tight local focus. For example, if you sign up in Cowes, you can only see as far as Cowes, East Cowes, Whippingham, Gurnard, Northwood and Calbourne. So if you want to offer anything for sale, or you're looking for a babysitter, you're not trawling the whole island, or you're not offering the whole island, you're offering to a very tight geographical area, which is great. It means people can, you know, if you're offering something, they can probably walk it round rather than have to drive it round. So it's very green and very local.
Fantastic. And you said that they've also got information on it on rogue traders, scam warnings,
anything
newsworthy.
Anything people anything people want to post. I mean, you have to sign up as a person. You can't sign up as a business. So all the people on there are sort of named people.
Community members.
Yeah, so you can give somebody a plug if you've had a, you know, if you're happy with your drive. Sometimes you see somebody looking for, they want somebody to repair their vacuum cleaner or washing machine, or somebody's had a very good drive put in, they can sort of sing its praises, but there's no advertising as such. I put things, well, anybody can put events on. Obviously I keep it local cows events, road closures, meetings. We have quite a lot of consultations, things that people can sort of fill in on, you know, NHS and goodness knows what.
Yeah.
Anything, baby groups, the floating bridge latest.
Oh, no.
Somebody was offering a Moses basket, for example, and just this morning I suggested doing a swap for the Lego cards that the kids are collecting. So if anybody wants some Lego cards,
get on next door.
Yeah. That's so great. Nextdoor.com, I think, is all you need to find it.
Yeah.
And Roger, you were talking to us in the break briefly about this new business support initiative for people over 55.
Well, we have a very busy town clerk and assistant town clerk, and they send all us councillors. There's 16 of us, by the way, 16 town councillors.
I thought
cows.
You were running cows on your own.
No, not at all. I'm one of the newest. We get a good, healthy delivery of emails every morning, and I look at it as a councillor. If I don't do something with that information, then it dies a death in my inbox. So I saw this one the other day. It was an opportunity for some funding for groups, activities for members aged 55 years and over. So I thought, you have to apply by the 12th of October, so I thought I'd give it a quick plug while I'm here.
If
that's okay. It's the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Community Funding website, which is hiwcf.com, and you should be able to find it on there. If you can't, I'm not sure how you can get hold of me. But
no, that's great. That's really interesting. You know, you often find that little pockets of funding that just need to be highlighted, which you've done. That's fantastic.
Grants of £500, it says, to small community groups or community initiatives.
So. Brilliant. Okay. And then what about accessibility? A survey of cows.
Accessibility, yeah. My wife... thought this one up and decided that cows could do with an audit. So she got together with a lady called Jan Brooks, who's running Isle Access in Ryde, and she kind of came over and did an audit of the town. So they looked at, they went round with a group of people, wheelchair users, sight impaired people, Kevin Burton, I think it was, from Island Roads. So they all went round the town together and sort of looked at problems and came up with a list of problems, and those are slowly being addressed. And from that, we now have a sort of forum every couple of months where we get together and sort of carry on that discussion. So it's Cows Accessibility Forum. It's been quite good, quite useful.
And I understand you've just completed the Cows Bimble. Fantastic.
Love that word.
We love the word bimble. Yeah, we're part of the Celebrating Age festival.
The word bimble I discovered when I was down in the Falkland Islands, and it was explained to me that bimble, I was a shift worker, as a lot of people were, and bimble is something that you do on your day off. Obviously the Falklands is quite barren but quite beautiful, and there's sort of very little to do really on your days off. So it's now in the dictionary, the word bimble, and the definition is to walk or travel at a leisurely pace.
Oh, that's got me written all over.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like fast walking.
No. I'd seen something called networking, which is a networking thing on the move, and I thought, well, I'm not You know, I'm not a business person, so I don't want to go down the business networking. So how about we do a BIMBLE, which is where the emphasis is on talking rather than walking. So we got a group together. We went out yesterday and we sort of rotate. So, so you get to talk to different people and see a little bit of cows. But, it's not about speed. So that's obviously accessible as well, because obviously we could go at wheelchair speed if necessary. So
are you planning any more BIMBLE?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I'm obviously a bit worried about the winter. The winter months, so it might just be a sort of
have a chili BIMBLE.
Chili BIMBLE, yeah. Or Christmas BIMBLE, yeah.
BIMBLE. Even better, yeah. Yeah. Mince pies.
Yeah.
You had some facts, didn't you, that you talked about?
Some facts?
Facts, weren't there some cows BIMBLing facts on the town? Don't worry, you don't have to tell them.
Oh, no, I know. I just thought, before I went, I have no sort of desire to become a town guide, you know, offering tour guides or whatever, but I did brush up very briefly on the Sir Max Aitken Museum, which is on the High Street, and there's
Churchill.
Yes, Churchill's Randolph Churchill. There's a plate down on the seafront near Egypt Point.
Oh, great! Randolph. That's an understated name. I love that.
Yes,
I love that a lot. Lisa, tell us some. You've got some other examples, haven't you, from other town and parishes of supporting seniors and events that have been happening?
Yes, our colleague Kevin Berry, he's the age-friendly champion over in Nettleston and Seaview, and he's got a amble coming up. It's a bit like a BIMBLE, but this one's an amble.
Yeah, I think he copied that. I think I should.
That quick one.
Sounds
BIMBLE.
A bit faster, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's between Ryde and Seaview on, I think that's Saturday, isn't it?
Oh, that's a really lovely walk as well, isn't it, along there?
Yeah.
It's one of my favourites.
It starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday, and you can either start at the Old Fort Seaview or you can start at the Southern Water Carousel on Ryde Seafront. And then you amble between the two points.
Oh, how lovely.
And there are all sorts of things to see on the route. And he's done a lovely little map that people can pick up. And I think they have some special offers at some of the businesses en route. So I'm sure Kevin will be really pleased to see anybody on that. Yeah. But Kevin also does lots of work over there with supporting seniors. And I know that they run help for people on digital, if you need to get on the computer. And they have lots of social events that he runs over there. So, that there's some really great stuff going on in Nettleston and Seaview.
Fantastic. And then what about funding for CAB posts?
Oh, yes. Ryde Town Council have been very active. We had got three champions in Ryde, and one of them stepped down now because he's busy doing other things, and we now got two age-friendly champions, so that's really great in Ryde.
Yeah.
And they have funded some CAB posts at Aspire at Ryde, so that's help for people if they need it. And they're also funding the Festival of the Mind, which is coming this Sunday, and I know there's lots of different activities going on over there, and I'm going to be there myself helping with bread making.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Do you know what, can we come back and talk a little bit more about Festival of the Mind? We're going to go to a quick break. Let's get a little bit of Rolling Stones to get Roger's hips wiggling, and then some Sia, and then we'll carry on talking to Lisa and Roger. Thank you, guys.
It helps me up like
this is Vectus Radio on 104.6 FM and online, and you're listening to the Wednesday afternoon show, and we're talking to Lisa and Roger about all manner of things. But what I want to know, Lisa, is all about this wild food walk you've got planned.
Yeah, this Friday we're going to meet at Sandown train station at 9:30, so people can either park at the train station or they can get the train down.
It's a mushroom there.
And the walk's led by our colleague Mark Russell, who works for the Footprint Trust, and also people might know Mark from the Green Gym if people go along to the Green Gym. So Mark's going to lead the walk, and we're going to walk up to the Sandown Community Orchard, and on the way we'll look at the hedgerows and see what berries and what else there is that we can eat, and then we're going to spend some time looking at what's in the orchard. I mean, there may well be a few apples or something that people can pick up. I can't promise, but there might be some some bits and pieces that people can get. And then on the way back, we thought we might just stop off, and if people want to stop and have a coffee at the Gaslight Cafe, that they can do, So it's a flat, easy walk for aimed at older people. But if you want to bring your family or families want to come, we're not going to turn anybody away. You're all very welcome.
Brilliant. Oh, how lovely. There's Brilliant. So much lovely stuff going on, isn't there? And so we've still got a couple of days left of the Celebrating Age Festival, haven't we?
We have, yes. Yeah, and all sorts of things still to take place on that. Let's have a look, see what else we've got. Oh, there's some men in sheds. You are, John. Pitch up and play at Q6 Men in Sheds,
yeah,
going
I've,
on.
I've noticed that one, actually.
Yeah, Wootton Bridge, 2 o'clock on Friday is going on. And if you're into dance, there's various dance things going on. There's a Red Hat dance project and the Silver Swans Ballet class. Now, I go to Silver Swans Ballet class. It is for ladies of a certain age.
Yeah.
Or gentlemen of a certain age, even.
I was going to say, I mean, come on.
Yes. Oh, no, there is, yes.
Very important, inclusivity.
And people laugh when they say you're going to ballet, but actually it's very good for you, very good for strength and core, yeah.
Yeah. Roger, you've been waving your pen.
Yeah, I think I'm right, Lisa, in saying that the festival sort of expanded outside of this wonderful brochure, hasn't it?
It goes
on, you know... into October,
well, obviously. Into October now, yeah. Yes. Knit and Natter and Blokes Bacon Butties and Banter.
Oh, it all sounds so good. Mm. Yeah. And if you want to have a look at these listings, go to the Age UK website, and it's the Celebrating Age Festival, and all information will be on there. It's just a veritable feast of loveliness, isn't it?
Yeah, and what we found in the past is people move around, they go around to everything, you know.
So good. The agenda is so good.
Yeah. It is, yes, yes.
Brilliant. And so you're going to be there at the, making bread?
I'm going to be making bread, yes, with my colleague from Vectors Housing, yes. Well, I just should say, the Wild Food Walk, that is supported by Vectors Housing down to the coast. I mustn't forget to say that.
Lovely. Brilliant. What an absolute treat.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I might go.
Yeah, because you love a bit of foraging, don't you, John?
I do like a bit of foraging, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't killed anybody yet, but yeah.
do you know what? I have to say we've run out of time for our lovely chat. Thank you so much, Lisa and Roger. It's been really wonderful to have a chat with you.
Well,
and
thank
about
you.
All your efforts and training and what's happening on the island is so positive, isn't it?
Yes, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. So much going on. I can't believe it.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. And to our lovely listeners at home, thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, go to the Age UK Isle of Wight website for all the information, and there are also brochures for the Celebrating Age Festival dotted around. There'll be brochures at the Riverside Festival, and just keep your eyes peeled for posters and information in each parish as it stands. Next week we have got the Phoenix Project on, and then we've got Ruth Waller, an archaeologist, on to talk more about our wonderful island, because really we live in an exceptional place, don't we, John?
We do, yeah. No, nowhere else like.
Plus, John is making bread this week.
I am. I've been inspired.
Yeah, thanks, Lisa. You've inspired John to bring me some bread. This is brilliant. Well, thank you so much, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye, Laura.
Thank you. And everyone at home, we will see you next week. Ciao, ciao.
Older and wiser with Age Friendly Island, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community.